It is Monday morning, and that means it's time to check out what's on the agenda. Joining us today is Marcus Mabry, International Business Editor for our partner, The New York Times. Morning, Marcus.
Good morning.
So let's start with Mexico. Terrible news from the border at Juarez in Jalisco State. Those consular officials gunned down. What does this mean?
Really horrific news. I mean, the scene itself is one that, you know, would be the very definition of terror. You know, in an encyclopedia, it was a consular official and her husband killed, leaving their newborn baby wailing in the backseat. Really horrific. It was really important to point out that this was in a very violent weekend in which 50 people across the country died in drug gang-related violence. So
not
this,
just Americans, in
exactly.
other words. Right?
2,500 have died in Juarez.
This is an example.
In a year.
Yeah.
This is a plague on Mexico.
It's bloody. It's murderous. It's just terrible. So,
exactly.
So does that mean, of course, I mean, are we losing the drug war? Is there, what does this say about U.S.-Mexico relations?
Well, there's an increasing tension on the relationship. Because of this. This is only going to increase that tension. The last time we saw this was when the DEA official was killed a long time ago. And it really made a difference in how the U.S. prosecuted this war and how the U.S.-Mexico, they increase their commitment to fighting this war at that point. As we can see, long term it has made a difference, but in the short term it does make a difference. In the short term, there is a new dedication to it. The Mexicans take a new seriousness with it. This is a problem of corruption that sinks very deeply into the Mexican soul, and Mexicans themselves have complained about it as a people. Rooting out that corruption is really, really hard to do.
And this
but
is
I think we can expect real efforts over the next weeks.
Obviously, President Obama already on the case. We'll hear more about that. Let's talk about health care. This is obviously going to dominate the news, and even the President of the United States, Mr. Obama, has delayed a trip to Indonesia to help push his reform. And the President's senior advisor, David Axelrod, was on ABC This Week yesterday predicting that the votes are there.
I believe we will have them. It is it's been a long and arduous debate. It's a tough issue for members of Congress because there's an enormous lobbying campaign. A lobbyist from the insurance industry descending on Capitol Hill like locusts and trying to pressure people to vote against this bill. There's a lot of pressure on people, but I believe that we'll be there at the end of the day.
Okay, Marcus Mabry, locusts or president, who wins?
Well, I'll tell you, either way, Lynn, whatever happens is going to affect the rest of this presidency. If President Obama is not able to get this done, if his advisors this late in the game are going out there and saying they have the votes, the Republicans are still saying the Democrats do not have the votes. If it turns out the Democrats don't have the votes and health care does not happen, this president, you know, will be a lame duck with 2.5 years left.
But. You know what it looks like, though, is if you take the Coakley,
Martha Coakley
race in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the various deadlines we've had over and over and over again on health care. I mean, this administration seems really good at setting itself up for a fall.
Well, you know, this would be the most extraordinary fall yet, John, because this president will get nothing done. None of the big items.
Well, the Congress, it'll have been a wasted congressional year, right?
Well, I mean, we're already headed toward that. We'll be looking at a second wasted congressional year, probably with very significant Republican gains in both houses, if not taking one or the other, if they don't get this done. So there's no way to overstate the importance of this with regards to this presidency. Now, one can say it was a strategic mistake, as you're implying, John, for the administration to allow it to get to this point, where it comes down to one piece of legislation, no matter how huge it is, affecting a huge percentage of our economy, 18%, 16% of our gross domestic product goes to health care. That's not good enough. No administration to have its entire future dependent upon one vote. That's an extraordinary mistake.
Politically. I agree.
Let's stay with President Obama. As I just mentioned, he delayed his trip to Indonesia, his boyhood home, mm-hmm. so that he could be here for the health care vote. But he is now going to leave on Sunday. What's on the agenda in Indonesia?
Well, it's going to be interesting. Indonesia is an incredibly important country. It's the largest Muslim country in the world. A lot of people don't realize that. It's a very different kind of Islam than you see in the Middle East, but very, very important. It's also very important because it's kind of the vanguard of the president's kind of international presence and persona. Ironically, he's going to be greeted there like a conquering hero in a way he has not been greeted in Washington in some time. The danger of it, and I really thought about it when this trip was canceled. Originally, it was due to start this week on Thursday. When this trip was canceled, I kind of hearkened back to Jimmy Carter becoming victim of the Iranian crisis at the end of his presidency. He would stop all his travel. He wouldn't leave the country. You can imagine this president, if this trip has to be postponed yet again, really bringing up shades of Carter.
That Carter comparison, that's just got to be a sort of damocles.
Not a good one for him. Not one you want to hear. Let's go on to John's favorite topic now, which is the census. The forms come in our
census.
Well, I have to say, I was very happy when I got my the first. Most of us got our first piece of mail last week saying
it's coming,
something from us, and I was very excited. I remember filling out my family's 20 years ago.
I know it is fun. So all right, on the way, Iraq. Let's go to Iraq now. Friday will be 7 years since the war in Iraq started. U.S. troops any closer to getting pulled out?
Yes, we are. The elections this week, which have not had the affirmative ending yet.
By the way, very slow returns on that, no?
Very slow, very slow. And I don't know if that's political, if that's also technical. It is still a developing country. But, somewhere George W. Bush may be smiling at this moment, saying, mission accomplished, much later than he originally said that. But American troops will be out a year from now, and that's a significant number. We will have a presence there for a long time. It's not as significant or as obvious, but strategic nonetheless. It's looking right now like an accomplishment. One is really hesitant to ever, really hark, kind of pound one's chest about accomplishments in Iraq. But right now, it's looking relatively good. The sacrifice of American blood and treasure seems to have achieved something. But we're reminded with violence in Fallujah that it's never really over.
Right. And we're coming up on that. Just very quickly, Secretary of State Clinton going to Russia. What's on the agenda there? She's going to be attending a meeting of the Quartet of Middle East Mediators, European Union, UN, Russia, and the U.S.
We need Russia to help us, especially in Iran. So diplomacy and working together is on the agenda.
Okay. Now, we're going to close out with your personal recommendation. What should we look out for this week?
Well, this is totally on a much lighter note. Alice in Wonderland is on my personal agenda this week.
The movie.
I love Alice in Wonderland. Cool. I'm going to. Marcus Mabry from our partner, The New York Times, with the agenda for this week.